Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Coming up, besides your phone calls, which are the primary element of the show, Mark, you've got a story about a pizza dude that got canned for something he brought to work and actually used, I guess, while on the job. We'll find out what that was all about here. But first, we go back to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, who had another point he wanted to make, so I want to make sure you had that chance. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. And the second point that I wanted to agree with Ian on, of course, was your view on political involvement or the lack of. But I think an important point was missed as to why organizations such as the Libertarian Party is slowly eroding away from its founding principles. And that is because there's too much, politics, of course, is a popularity contest. And instead of attracting the die-hard believers of the freedom movement and the liberty concept, they want to attract the billions of sheep that are not so much ingrained with the philosophies and try to teach basically an old dog new tricks philosophy in recruitment. And the problem with that is there's too much influence being derivative of the Democrats and the Republicans. And the fine example of that is, if you'll remember during the straw polls way back when Ron Paul was blowing up cell phones with votes, you saw a quick shift automatically to the other candidates using Ron Paul's platform basically against him.
I don't know if I recall what you were getting at there. They're using Ron Paul's platform against him.
They were adopting his philosophies as part of their campaign.
Not really. I mean,
a bit here and there.
Yeah, maybe a tad bit.
But that's where it starts, Mark. Is here and there, bits and pieces. And then,
you're saying that's what the Libertarian Party is doing in reverse. They're adopting bad philosophy, unprincipled ways and viewpoints in
right,
the hopes that some people will come and vote for them so they can get their people into office and what, trick people into liberty? I mean, is that what their plan is? Either they want to like be dishonest with people and not be forthcoming about what the true pro-liberty viewpoint is, or they're just not principled and they don't believe that in the first place and they're just, you know, watered down.
I'm pretty sure that they're trying to give a facade of trying to stay true to their roots, but they're adapting to the change because they're trying to give what the people want to hear rather than what they need to hear.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Thank you for the call tonight, Bill. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
In the same way,
it drove me out of the party. I revoked my membership a month ago over this nonsense.
I've left the Republican Party years ago based on the same stuff. I thought that it was the government of the party of small government, and it wasn't.
It's been proven. Yeah,
I mean, all you have to do is look at the Bush administration, and well, honestly, the Reagan administration. Even though Reagan is probably the guy that's held up at least recently as the small government savior. You know, his administration grew the government while he was in there. Great things. I'm not going to say he didn't.
And the Republicans, the adherents, they can't even use 9/11 as the excuse. They like to. They like to bring that up. When you confront a so-called conservative, someone who self-identifies in that way, you confront them with the fact that this government is the biggest it has ever been. $3 trillion, I think, is the number roundabouts at the federal level at this point. It's never been. We've never seen a government this big in the entire world. You confront them with that. You point out that George Bush has increased the size of government at a faster clip than even Bill Clinton could have ever dreamed of. You point those things out and they'll usually just brush it off with, well, everything changed on 9/11. What, you don't want the Department of Homeland Security in the military and blah blah blah. You know, they just go, everything changed on 9/11. Well,
wait a minute.
If you're excusing big government based on that, let's go ahead and rewind back to 2000. When their plan for America in
the 1990s,
the Contract for America, they'd had several years of the Contract for America, and they didn't do anything about it. They didn't reduce the size of government. So there's plenty of evidence prior to 2001 to say that these guys are scumbags and liars. And the Democrats are scumbags and liars, too, but at least they're honest with you about wanting more government. At least a Democrat will tell you to your face that, yeah, government, great, want more of it. Yeah. I'll give them that much.
Well, what they're one of the things they're lying about is that, well, they in fact want to
help the poor,
the underclass and the poor and the black, and the ethnic people.
Because their policies that supposedly help poor people actually go to help big corporations and big business.
That's right.
Okay. So 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. What about this pizza dude, Mark? Who is he? What happened? What's the story?
From Death by a Million Paper Cuts, which is a great little site here.
That sounds painful, I must say.
Yeah. A pizza deliveryman saved his own life, but lost his job after he used a gun against a deadly assailant in Des Moines, Iowa.
Really?
Robbery. Pizza Hut driver James William Spears III was accosted after he attempted to deliver an order in the Sutton Hill Apartments at 10:30 p.m. on March the 27th in Des Moines.
It's so amazing to me, just as an aside, that people will actually try to rob pizza guys. These dudes don't have any money. They don't carry more than like $20 to make change with.
I had a guy cut the top on my BMW in order to get the change that I had sitting in the little. It was actually a cell phone holder. This shows how old the BMW was. it had a cell phone. They had a car phone back then.
Right.
And I put some change in there. It was like $1.25 worth of change, just some quarters, dimes, nickels, pennies. And they cut the top, a $3,000 top on this car.
And your door was unlocked the whole time.
And right? It was. So, yeah, don't think for a second that people won't do terrible things for small amounts of money.
I know, but it's just so sad. So continue the
suspect, 19-year-old Kenneth Jimerson, perhaps it's Himerson, allegedly held a gun at Spears' head and demanded money. Spears, who has a valid gun permit, ended up with both his and Himerson's guns while Jimerson was shot 3 times by the Pizza Hut driver.
Damn.
Yeah. Whipped around and took care of that problem. Jimerson was survived the gunshot wounds and was arrested and charged with a first degree felony robbery. Yeah, I'm not sure what I think. I think that now we all get robbed to take care of this killer, this robber, this bad guy.
I understand he could turn around to be a good guy. I understand
that. Things can change for him.
In the moment, hey, you're a bad guy at that moment, and if you'd have bought it, I wouldn't have shed any tears.
Yeah, and honestly, if more if more armed robbers got it in the head, then there'd be fewer armed robbers. I think that it would be a superior deterrent than what we've got going today.
Yeah?
Nice, quick, swift justice that works.
Instant.
Let's see. An 18-year-old girl, Melanie Stout, was arrested and charged with conspiracy after the cops alleged Stout was the one who called in the order.
Hmm.
So apparently they didn't even take the pizza. Pizza Hut fired Spears, but not before they offered the longtime driver counseling, a small package, and help in securing new employment.
Oh, counseling over the
robbery?
The stress of killing someone?
Well, somebody held a gun at his head.
Or shooting someone?
I can certainly understand why it is that...
But they fired him because they have a policy about this,
right?
Do they?
On the site Pizza Marketplace, James Bickers wrote about the perils of pizza delivery drivers in 2002 called The Danger Zone. Bickers pointed out in a case similar to Spears where a driver in Washington, D.C. in the late 70s used a handgun to scare off a robber after the manager announced that none of his drivers were allowed to carry guns, robberies of drivers dramatically increased.
Wow.
But after the no-gun policy was dropped, robberies decreased dramatically. If this is true...
A little microcosm of gun control.
Yeah, if Pizza Hut's public announcement that it does not allow its drivers to carry guns may result in even more robbery and or murder attempts of its drivers.
You're damn right it will.
In 2004, MSNBC reported on the first and fledgling attempts to form a National Pizza Delivery Drivers Union, Association of Pizza Delivery Drivers in Hendersonville, Tennessee. At that time, over 600 drivers across the country had signed up for the free union. Treasurer of the union, Tim Lockwood, said pizza drivers make an estimated $5.50 to $6.50 an hour plus tips, and are reimbursed 50 to 75 cents per delivery. No matter how far that is, said Lockwood, in a lighted pizza sign on a car in bad area says, "Look at me, I've got food and I've got cash and I'm unarmed."
Yep.
Pizza Hut's policy of no guns has put in place and administered by employees who do not risk their lives delivering a product sold by the giant pizza company.
It's a stupid policy, and I hope that the drivers that are concerned with that will leave and go and work for a company that is a little bit more open-minded.
Yeah, the mom-and-pop shop will probably let you carry
CDs. Damn right. More coming up. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 22, 2008. Gold 928-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $954.72, $470.20 for half, $235.10 for quarter. That's $954.72, $470.20, and $235.10.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The Sickles CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners. There are over 350,000 posts to surf around through, and you can read everything from fun posts to serious issues. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of reading, go check out freedom-engineering.com. It's an anarcho-capitalist adventure series starring Ted Galahad and his adventures. I believe they're working on Chapter 6 now, so keeps on adding new chapters.
And it's free, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Freedom-engineering.com.
800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Jeff in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeff.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of comments about what, you know, you guys were talking about.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, talking about robbery and all these other things going on, you know, what's the difference between, you know, someone going out and robbing someone and a Washington bureaucrat or you know, somebody like Enron engaging in embezzlement or fraud, embezzling millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and them getting just, you know, a few years in prison versus somebody that goes out and robs someone and gets X amount of dollars and they ended up getting, you know, 40 or 50 years? I mean,
uniforms and power and influence.
One of the big differences between the common, the street thug and the political thug, one of the big differences is the politicians come back year after year. The street thug is probably only going to get you once, whereas the politicians keep coming back and there is no fighting back against them. Street thug, you can fight back against. And everybody will look at that and say, yeah, you're a hero for fighting back against that bad guy. But if you fight back against the politicians, then you're a nut job. Then you're crazy. So there's definitely some differences. But, yes, generally, theft is theft.
Well, I mean, you know, these guys, we're talking, hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, even embezzlement, I read somewhere where a lady got caught embezzling over $1 million. And it was under the federal guidelines, and I can't remember exactly how much time she got, but it was under 5 years. And that amount of money versus, you know, someone going in and taking it, basically, you know, stealing it in the same way, just in a different manner. I mean, I can't even, you know, it doesn't seem logical or fair.
Jeff, point of clarification on embezzling. Are you referring to simply private companies, people taking money from private companies? You're talking about people taking money from government programs?
I'm talking about both. I mean, because, you know, whether you take it from the government or a private company, I mean, the sentencing guidelines, I think, are basically the same.
As far as I'm concerned, when it comes to a private company, if there's a member of that executive staff that has figured out a way to leech some money out from the company in some manner, and they get caught, it certainly should not be an issue involving anyone but the company and that individual.
I disagree. If an executive manages to steal money from a company, of which I am an owner, and he has committed fraud, then he's a thief, and a thief needs to go in front of a court and be punished for his
Well, didn't let me finish my thought. If you're a victim, Mark, then it would be between you and the thief, and that thief should pay you restitution.
That
person should not go to a jail cell that we all have to pay for and, you know, keep them there for 5 or 10 years or however long it is.
I think a restitution and, a punitive amount of damages. I think that people...
That's what restitution is. You get the money back plus.
Non-violent thieves especially, but thieves would be far, you know, the society would be served far better if they were required to pay back what they had done wrong,
right,
and a punitive amount.
So how many of those people that embezzled millions of dollars actually ended up having to pay that back?
And I don't mean required in today's sense.
Yeah, guys,
bankruptcy.
Guys, I'm not condoning bank robbery. My point is these people that are doing these white-collar crimes, and a lot of them are tied to political officials in Washington, D.C., they're stealing all these millions of dollars. They basically get a slap on the wrist.
Sure.
Some of them even probation. I'm not condoning bank robbery, but some of these other people, and of course bank robbery, I guess depending on whether or not they have a gun, but, is a violent offense and falls up under different sentencing guidelines. But in any event, I think that...
So you're pointing out that they're protected, that they're insulated from real...
I think that they should be getting more time than what they are getting.
But what does time do?
Yeah.
We're pointing out here, Jeff.
I'd like to see them punished, but I think that, our paradigm of sending people to prison that in and of itself stinks, because the employees of Enron, the stockholders of Enron, by the way, of which I am one, I am a stockholder of Enron, and those people are out their money, and they're never going to get any back, and,
right.
you know, what are we going to do about
Part of justice, real justice, is making the victim whole again.
Even if Ken Lay, is that the gentleman's name?
He was one of them, yeah.
Even if those guys that are responsible for it just spend the rest of their lives trying to pay me off by digging holes, you know, if they take all their houses and property and all that stuff that they own, you know, sell it off and give the money, what you know, some pennies on the dollar back to the stockholders and the employees.
You get something better than nothing. Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I understand his mentality, because I used to be someone who had that mentality of, well, you do the crime, you do the time. You know, that sort of cliched law and order mentality. And... no.
Well, I do think that if you do the crime, you should get the punishment. However, I think the punishment
should not be smarter.
And currently, the punishment just enriches the state.
But okay, when you say do the time, it makes it sound like you're sitting in a prison cell somewhere.
Sure.
And I don't think that in most criminal situations involving someone losing property or money or something like that, I don't think that is appropriate. I think that what is appropriate is restitution, where the victim is paid back plus. So you get, you know, your window gets broken by somebody, you get the window, and you get, you know, you get enough money to cover what it costs to have the window repaired, and then you get a little bit of money on top of that in order to compensate you for any damage that you might have felt internally or whatever, something additional, because obviously if a criminal knows that he can just pay back the original amount, then there's not really that much risk to going and doing it. Whereas if there's a punitive amount on top of that, then that makes sense. So if we're making our victims whole again, then we've really got justice. Whereas if somebody just does something bad and then they have to sit some time, and I mean, that's the equivalent of sitting in the corner. You know, go in this jail cell and sit there for a few years. I'm not saying that it doesn't stop people from doing things in the future. Certainly, people are deterred to some extent by that system. I'm not saying it's completely imperfect, but it's not as good as it could be. Could be a lot better with restitution. Victims could be compensated.
We're all being victimized. We're all being victimized by having to take care of these people.
Including the victims. So they get victimized a second time. So we all get victimized to keep all these people in jail that don't really need to be there. And then the actual victims of the crime are really insulted, because then they have to pay to keep their perpetrator in a prison cell. This whole system we have is bass-ackwards. And it needs to change. It can change within the current government parameters. There's nothing stopping that from happening.
Right. And what we're proposing, the system that we're proposing, actually historically has a lot more momentum behind it. It's this sort of weird, you know, the imprisoning was just something that, you know, the nobles did to the peasants that were on their land hunting their deer, or, you know, in the king's forest and things like that. Yeah, imprisonment. People couldn't afford to do that back in the day.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away. But not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, and they include the bulletin board system, the live streams, the updates, all of that stuff we give away. So enjoy it all free at freetalklive.com. And join us for Porkfest coming up this summer very, very soon, as a matter of fact. Happening June 9th through the 15th, it's the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, and there you'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures that New Hampshire has to offer. The location is the same as it was last year, and it is a very nice little kind of a ski resort during the wintertime, and during the summer it's more of a campground affair, and there's a mountain right nearby, so you can climb up the mountain, which we didn't get to do last time, but we're definitely going to do this time. You did?
Yeah, I climbed up at least one of the mountains.
When there, I say we, I meant Julia and I.
There are several around there. There's quite a few peaks to hit in that particular vicinity.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
And it was a nice walk, and we got to see a wild turkey. As a matter of fact,
really?
I got, like, attacked, might be pushing it. Like, I was, first the turkey ran away. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it must have had a nest there. So then the turkey runs back, sort of bigger than it was when it ran away. And, you know.
Make that noise?
Make it just like that. And making noises at me and that kind of thing. So I picked up a stick because the turkey scared me. And, you know, it would be one thing if I wasn't scared of the turkey. But, yeah, so I thrashed at the ground. The turkey, you know,
And you had to have a stick because you're a convicted felon. You couldn't have been carrying a firearm, whereas everyone else in the campground can.
In this state, I can't even own a deadly weapon. Are you saying you can't be killed with a stick? So I was committing a felony just picking up a stick.
Yeah.
I can't help.
So it's a felony even if there's no one else around?
That's what the felony is. You know, here in New Hampshire, it's a felony for a convicted felon to possess a deadly weapon, and I'm now holding a pair of scissors.
Whoa.
Are you saying that no one has ever been killed?
Those are my scissors.
Those are your scissors.
I should have prevented you from picking. Now, those were within reach, right? So if it's within grasp, correct?
Right. That's certainly a possession.
Oh, my. Active possession.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, it's called active possession, yeah.
All right. So anyway, Pork Fest, there's a lot to do. Outdoorsy stuff's going to be happening. A lot of camping. It's an entire week-long event. We mentioned the fun tent that Jason from SACL CAI is going to be putting on. All kinds of drinks are going to be available. And it's going to be a great time. People are going to be having a good time. And it's going to be just full of liberty-oriented people. You've never experienced, if you haven't been around, if you've never been to Pork Fest before, the Liberty Forum, two Free State Project-oriented events here in New Hampshire. You've never experienced anything quite like this. Actually being in the vicinity of hundreds of people that think like you do, people that believe in liberty, that you don't have to explain yourself to. It's a wonderful feeling, and it really, if you've never visited New Hampshire or met any of the activists here, it's going to be pretty an amazing experience for you. So I hope to see you there, because we're going to be broadcasting live 3 nights. Again, discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We go to your phone calls. It's Marco in Washington. Marco, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about an experience I had last night and kind of ask you a question in conjunction with it. I went to dinner with a few friends, and after dinner we enjoyed some herbal remedies. We started discussing something, and I brought out my plans of moving to New Hampshire at the end of this year. And one thing led to another, and they asked, you know, how I came across my plans and what the end plan was, and you know, started asking about the philosophy of liberty and all this other good stuff and freedom. And then when it was done, you know, I think for the most part they kind of understood where I was coming from, but the majority of the group was hardcore Democrats. So they weren't really swallowing it, but, you know, they could see the idea, and, of course, they couldn't really counter anything with a decent argument. But then I got accused of possibly belonging to a cult or having, like, a cult-like mentality. Have you guys ever experienced that?
You know, if you go and look at the definition of a cult, there are a lot of them, and they don't all necessarily involve religion. They can involve a group with a similar belief system. So, yeah.
No, that definition of a cult is dumb.
I'm just accepting the definitions. That's all Marcus is saying.
It's just a dumb definition. It doesn't fit. the fact is, no, it's not a cult. There is not a charismatic leader.
That's true.
Who is the charismatic leader of libertarianism? There isn't one. Does libertarianism separate you from your family and require you to give money to them or even encourage...
Yeah, exactly, and that's the route that I took with it. I was like, I don't really see any negatives here. I'm not being forced to do anything against my will.
Right.
I'm not being forced to pay anything. I'm not being forced, you know, there's no one's forcing anything
on
me.
And what you can say is it's a philosophy of freedom and liberty and peace. And if you want to call me a zealot for freedom and peace, go ahead.
Yeah.
And that way you embrace it and tell them, well, look, you're a big government tyrant.
Yeah, I'd say that's about right.
Yep, because, am I zealous for peace and liberty?
Hell yeah.
I am. No lie about
that's
it.
That's what excites me,
I talk about it with, strangers. I talk about these concepts with people. I try to plant little seeds of liberty in everyone I meet all the time. Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
I am a liberty and peace zealot. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, Mark?
Something funny happened here the other day. I was listening to your show, one of the recordings during work, and someone was standing next to my bench and got irritated.
Uh-oh.
And basically told you guys to leave the country.
Oh, jeez.
They always do.
Trot that one out.
And I was like, yeah, these guys are pretty crazy. They believe America should be a free country. You know? And the guy was like, yeah, right.
They believe it, or yeah, right, it should be a free country.
Yeah, right, it should be a free country. Exactly. Yeah, total.
Okay.
Idiot.
No, there's not
go
much
back to work.
Not much you're going to be able to do with somebody who is, you know, just
freedom
against
sucks.
Freedom from the beginning.
Yeah.
Most Americans, most people like the idea of freedom. And if they
themselves.
Don't like freedom, at the very least they like the word liberty because they don't even know what the hell that means.
Well, they like the idea of having the freedom to choose for themselves. It's just those other people that they don't want choosing for themselves.
Exactly.
So what did you say to that guy at that point?
Well, we discussed for a few more seconds, and then he just walked away in flame. So.
Yeah, I got work to do, dude. Get out of here.
Yeah. There's just not much you're going to do with that.
Right.
No, not at all.
At least when you move to New Hampshire, and you said you're moving the end of the year, so you remember the first 1,000 pledge?
Yeah, well, I'm not actually a part of that pledge.
Mark, you were right. There are people coming up that aren't members of the first 1,000 pledge, so maybe we will have more than 1,000.
Could you do me a favor and sign up for the next 1,000 pledge? They're looking for people there to sign up, and
sure.
Since you're moving, just go ahead and do that.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. So so you are moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You're going to be surrounded, probably for the first time ever, by people that are like-minded, people that feel as you do. And you're going to be presented with the opportunity to get involved in so much more than you've ever been, ever had the opportunity to get involved in before, to where you're going to have to choose. This weekend, for instance, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is going to be doing another outlaw event where he'll be breaking several laws at once in Concord, and it's happening at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, which is the same exact time we get together here in Keene for Social Sunday, so I'm bummed out, because I'd really like to go to Concord to see Dave do his civil disobedience thing, but at the same time, I feel obligated to be here for those people that might not know about what Dave's doing and might just show up to Social Sundays, so I'm going to pick Social Sundays, but
don't forget the
not an easy choice.
I'm moving, so there's going to be a lot of Liberty lovers helping me move.
We do that
here in the Free State Project.
Right, Mark's moving this weekend.
And you've got a local radio show you've got to do. You're doing some activism there.
Yep.
You're appearing on a local show to talk about the Free State Project, Liberty, and all that kind of stuff.
There's so much to do. You can fill your plate with as much as you want. If it's still not enough, you can always start something on your own. So have you ever experienced anything
so
like that before?
Get there.
I mean, have you ever experienced anything like that before, Marco?
Absolutely not.
It's a blast. So. There's nothing like it, and the people here are the best, and I wish you good luck in your trip. When are you coming in, summertime, fall?
No, it'll be wintertime, actually.
Oh, wow.
Look
hardcore.
Us up when you get here.
That's hardcore, man. Where are you moving to?
Yeah, I've lived in all kinds of environments, so it's cool.
Oh, no big deal for you, then. Where are you moving to?
Yeah.
Do you know yet?
No, not yet. Nothing in rock yet.
You have much to think about, my friend.
You know, I really don't care. At this point, I don't care if I have to live out of my tent. I'm going there, and I'm going to, you know, live my life.
That's a good attitude, Marco.
Liberty.
Thanks for the call,
exactly.
Dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for you. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at braintuner.com. That's braintuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-908-3949. Again, that's 1-800-908-3949. 1-800-908-3949.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calventur soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You get some perks, little extras to sweeten the pot a bit, like access to the AMP-only chat room, which is quite busy tonight, as well as the AMP-only forum and AMP-only toll-free call-in lines. There's more, too. What do we have? AMP-only podcast as well, which is commercial-free. So
entirely commercial-free?
Well, not...
It better not be.
Not to count the live reads. They have to listen to the live reads.
They don't get any of the ads that I sell as
amplifiers?
Podcasts?
No.
But those are the people that are most likely to buy the products.
Sorry, man. I've told you this. Your advertisers have to buy live reads if they want to reach the amplifiers. It's the only way to do it.
Did not know that.
Yep. Make some notes, so don't forget it. 800-259-9231. Everyone else that listens to the podcast, here's the advertisements, of which there are not very many, but the amplifiers get a bonus. And
you mean advertisements? Oh, there's not very many advertisements. There are many, many people that listen to the podcast.
Yes, there are not very many advertisements
thousands
in the podcast. Okay, so become an amplifier. You can help us get on more radio stations, bring more people on board with the show, and expose them to the message of freedom and liberty. So go and get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. It'll cost you all of $3 a month. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is a Mormon libertarian. First off, I want to congratulate the winner of the American Idol last night.
Who's that?
I don't know anything about this.
Oh, his name was David Clark.
Yay, David!
Yeah.
Was he a good singer?
I want to ask you something. How do you feel about citizens groups that there's a situation where a citizens group tried to get this guy to put in a sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
and the guy so far refused.
Okay.
And they went to the government, and they asked the guy nicely, can you please put in a sidewalk? And he said no.
Mm. Is it a guy's private house, or is it a business?
It's a business, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
I've got to say that if a business doesn't want to put a sidewalk in, you know,
they'll lose business.
Likely. I mean, they could. As far as I'm concerned, a business can weld their doors shut if that's what they want to do. It's probably going to be bad for business, and not having a sidewalk is bad for business. And
what happened? You said they went to the government, Dave. What happened then?
Well, the guy wants to sell the property in the city. He actually wanted to turn it into a gentleman's club.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was his idea.
So wait, I missed the point. You said that they went to the city. Who wants to sell the place? The current owner?
The current owner, yes.
But how did the city get involved, if at all?
The citizens group went to the city and said, you see, it's not, the sidewalk is not accessible.
Okay.
There's no sidewalk.
Did the city take an action? I understand the group went to the city, but did the city do anything about their complaints?
They're trying, and now the guy wants to sell.
Oh, okay. So now he wants to sell because they're putting the heat down on him?
Yeah.
I see. So he had plans, and now he's just junked the plans because he can feel the heat, and he knows he's going to be it's going to be politically unfavorable, and they're going to come after him. Dave, thanks for the call tonight.
Hey,
we appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We go to Dan in Montana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah. I have a real quick question. I was listening to one of your callers ask, you know, or tell you that somebody said you have to leave the country for your philosophy, and I had the same thing happen to me. But my question is, if somebody tells me to leave the country, where do I go if I'm a Native American?
You know,
have you ever asked someone that?
Well, yeah, it's... It's quite a controversy, and what I'd really like to do is...
What do they tell you? I'm curious. What is their response when you bat them back with that one?
Well, if you realize the mindset of somebody who can actually say that, you don't have a comeback to them.
Right. This is it's the sort of statement that one make would make that is at the end of their rope logically.
They haven't really come up with
anything, and they're the same. It's the same sort of logic that says when you're talking about solving the problem in the Middle East, bomb them till it's glass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that kind of I don't have to deal with it.
Don't want to think. Must be violent. Take them out. Blow them up.
It's kind of funny because you just said that the last caller was an LDS person.
Yes. He's a Mormon, yeah.
Yeah, and I was trying to talk to somebody from his belief about the situation that you guys mentioned earlier about what happened with the FLDS.
Right. Yes, sir.
And I tried to really cautiously explain to him that I heard Alex Jones make comments about, you know, positive comments, and as soon as I mentioned who they were, he says, they're not part of us. And he was very offended. Yeah,
like part of the country.
Right. Well, they tried very hard to distance themselves from the fundamentalists. You know, you can imagine when it comes to Latter-day Saints, the first two things that somebody says to these people—not right now, but normally—is something about polygamy and something about
magic underwear,
caffeine.
Oh,
magic underwear is probably right up there, but it's not as widely known.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
I didn't know until
we talked about
the show.
Yeah. So these are the things they have to deal with. That's the first thing they hear every single time. You know,
right.
If you can imagine if being, say, white or American Indian or whatever, the first thing that people say to you, it gets irritating.
I'm going to come back. I want to remember that I'm a Native American line. I just think that's great.
You're not a Native American.
I was born here. I'm a Native American.
No, is Native as I am.
I'm an actual member of a tribe of this country. So
I got you.
He knew that when he said that to me.
Still, it's a great comeback either way. Thank you for the call, Dan. And we appreciate it.
Well, one last question.
Quick.
What do I do then when I tried to talk to the LDS person to get him to understand what I was trying to do was find out if he had any compassion for those people? And it's amazing to me that he would actually turn his back on them because they're some other different group than him. And it seems to be the same mentality this whole nation seems to carry, that immediately they don't want to be affiliated with somebody who's made the news because they're embarrassed about it. them, and I really don't know how to change that right yet.
I guess you'd have
to just push forward and say what it is that you thought about the situation.
Because dedicated religious people like that, zealous religious people, tend to be very intolerant.
Yeah, don't expect that necessarily a positive reaction from the person simply because you support someone else's religion, because that's how people can be. I mean, imagine talking about supporting a Muslim to a Christian. They don't care. They only care about their religion being, you know, treated fairly.
Sure, even the subsects of Christianity disagree with one another on a variety of things, and so I don't imagine you'd find much agreement there either. Dan, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We go to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey there, last caller tonight, huh?
Maybe so. What's up, Stephen?
Okay, well, you guys were talking about evangelizing for liberty, basically. I don't know if that's the words you would use those words, but that's what it kind of sounded like. And I've been working on this neoconservative for about a year now that I work with.
Okay.
And after a year of kind of putting little ideas in his head and trying not to debate with him so that he gets angry, but trying to, you know, reason with him.
Sure.
He, after a year of this, today he said that he thinks that George W. Bush is one of our greatest presidents, and so it's not working. Just
throw
it
in the towel. Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
And I said, well, yeah, if you love big government. And he goes, well, what else was he supposed to do? He had to clean up Clinton's mess.
See, same old excuse, right?
I guess the question would be
making bigger government.
How does big government clean up the mess of big government?
Yeah, what the hell is that kind of logic? It's crazy.
Well, and he has the same excuse for Huckabee. He's from Arkansas originally. And he has the same excuse for Huckabee because, you know, Huckabee increased taxes and grew the size of Arkansas government.
Yes, he did.
Well,
yeah.
He had to clean up Clinton's mess.
Just nonsense.
Well,
that doesn't
remember,
even make sense.
Just because he's, just because he might be a Republican or a neocon or whatever, doesn't make him a conservative. Like, conservatives are people
right.
that you can convert over time. Liberals
right.
are people you can convert over time. Moderates are people you can convert over time. Authoritarians.
Yeah, he will stand on a soapbox and discuss how we should have some gun regulation and quote-unquote enforce the laws that are already on the books.
Yeah, he's just an out-and-out authoritarian.
Yeah, he's just an authoritarian. Now, there's such thing as conservative and liberal authoritarians out there, but they're
exactly.
essentially people that believe that the government is the only organization that can solve problems.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
So somebody like that, you know, move on. There are other fish in the sea.
That's right.
You know, keep planting the seeds. You never know over time. I wouldn't bite my tongue, but I would,
well,
at the same
no
time,
need,
I wouldn't
no
go
need
out
to
of
be
my
rude
way.
Rude to the guy or anything like
no.
that.
Right.
But,
well, if I had called your show 20 years ago, if it had existed, I would have come at you from a liberal Democrat perspective. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, people do change.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Just got to give them time. But you also can't really worry about them either. Thanks for the call, Ted. We appreciate it.
All right.
You can listen to old episodes with me on the show. And
oh, man, yeah. It's a whole different world.
I was basically a ditto head. I listened to Rush, and Rush was right.
800-259. Oh, wait, we're done. Show's over. It's been Ian here with
you. Can't call in.
No, I've been doing that a lot recently.
And Mark.
All right, back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Since